Well, I guess it's going to be that kind of a Monday, huh? All right. Okay, well, let me just try to plug on as best I can. Hey, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, where, oh, where has the gay Ayatollah gone? I'll tell you what I found out about him coming up in the next few minutes. You've heard their elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. Well, that's the Oklahoma City County Jail, both figuratively and literally. And I'll tell you why. Also tell you why there's a number of international visitors in town this weekend. I don't know if you've noticed it. I did, quite by accident. But it's coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oopsie, the test for food poisoning in our lettuce was a false positive. I thought they fired Fauci, because this is the kind of thing he'd have pulled. As hard as corporate-owned television local TV stations tried to make it sound otherwise, our elections are safe in Oklahoma. And when does suggesting changes to government become out-and-out treason? Now, I ask this question because over the weekend I saw a lot of posts about the Democrat Socialists of America and their platform. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, all right, hey, guys, you realize to get rid of the Senate, we're going to have a constitutional convention to rewrite the Constitution. You do realize that, don't you? And if you suggest it and it doesn't get done and you force it to get done, that is treasonous. I'm going to go over what treason means and what it is, and your thoughts as well. So give me a call, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com to join in the conversation on email directly. I get a lot of those, and that's fine. And I've got a few to get through. And then we also have the old-fashioned way, what we call the POT, the plain old telephone. And that is the best and most efficient way, even though there are those who say, oh, yeah, it's going away. Nobody's going to be talking on the phone anymore. Yeah, well, oh, I want to just send an email. No, that's not nearly as much fun as talking in person. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Speaking of which, let's get started with that. Kara writes, Lee, despite constant claims to the contrary and debunked stories, data centers are not consuming massive amounts of water and electricity. To push back against the flood of false commentary, TPA, Turning Point America, is rolling out state-level explainers to keep taxpayers and consumers in the know about the real impact of data centers. Well, Kara, thank you. They probably need to come through Oklahoma as soon as they can, because that's all I've been hearing is, oh, what about the water table? Oh, what about the weather? What about this? What about that? And I don't have a problem with there being some concern, but I have a lot of concern about hysteria. And I think right now that's all we've been hearing is hysteria. On Freedom 96.9. Craig writes, hey, Lee, I hope your fourth was great. It was so-so here. We had to delay the fireworks due to the rain. Bummer. I was listening to another radio program on your station mentioning that President Trump was going to make an announcement about the voting determination. I drive, so I was only able to catch bits and pieces of what they were talking about. The store that I work at got slow, and I was inside from about 8 p. to 9 p. However, when I got a delivery and got into my car, and my radio, by the way, is set to 96.9, I was not able to hear until about 12:10 a.m. Only this station is having issues. My guess, okay, well, we did have some over the weekend, Craig, but it's been fixed because I can tell you right now I can hear myself, yes, quite easily. He goes on to say, I wanted to hear what the president was going to announce. Conspiracies around. However, my go-to is not conspiracy. So what happened last night? Okay, well, Craig, you probably have heard by now, the president released CIA documents and FBI documents that he personally commissioned and that he personally got them to look into, where he found that there were irregularities. Now, here's what else they also found. They found there were irregularities, but they were irregularities that were still legal due to the fact that we had COVID restrictions. So the president was right. There were irregularities, but unfortunately, if he were sitting here right now, I would tell him, Mr. President, they were legal. This is why we need to get rid of mail-in voting and why we need to get rid of the ability to ballot harvest and why we need to get rid of the ability to stuff ballots. And I wish somebody would get to the president and keep him from saying it was stolen, it was stolen, it was stolen. At any rate, right now, nobody cares because it was that long ago. We're talking 6 years ago. So nobody cares. It was in the middle of COVID, so we had all kinds of restrictions taking all kinds of rights away from us that we hopefully will never allow them to happen again. And then, why don't we move on from here? If you're having problems getting your Save America Act passed, why don't you lean on those who aren't signing it? I know Alaska's not signing it, and they're not going to sign it. You know why? Because Alaska is afraid they're going to disenfranchise a bunch of their Inuit natives because they don't have driver's licenses and they don't have legal IDs and they live off the grid, so they don't have to have all that kind of stuff. So you're not going to get Alaska. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So work on somebody else. What about Thune? What the hell is Thune doing about this? If anything, because it looks to me like he's not doing anything except letting it all ride. So, Craig, to answer your question, the question you asked a minute ago, what did he say? He started a major sales pitch, and the major sales pitch was to get people to call their congressman, call their senator, and get them to sign the Save America Act. Where are we from there? I don't know. Will it work? I don't know, because I haven't heard any more talk about it, and they're already scrambling. When I say they, Congress is already scrambling to get a bunch of stuff done before their August break. Well, how many breaks do you guys get anyway? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Where, oh, where has the Aegean Atoll gone? Oh, where can he be? We don't seem to know. CENTCOM completed its eighth consecutive day of targeting air defenses, coastal military sites, IRGC forces, and missile and drone facilities. Iranian missile attacks on the U.S. troops killed two American service members in Jordan. We did hear about that. They have been brought home, and they have been identified. Iran war casualties climbed as Tehran reported 50 people killed and 517 wounded in the last American strike. I don't want civilians to die needlessly, but if any of those 50 that were killed were IRGC members, okay, we can help them along their way to their 72 virgins. Iran missiles targeting Jordan triggered sirens in Aqaba, with Jordan saying its forces intercepted 3 missiles and reported no casualties or damage. Iran's nuclear facilities faced renewed scrutiny as the IAEA investigated a reported attack on the unfinished Darkovan nuclear power plant site. President Trump said on Sunday the deaths of the two servicemen in Jordan were very sad. Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff Lieutenant Ayal Zamir said that the military is monitoring developments in Iran and maintaining a high level of readiness. Iran's Supreme Leader Mojaveh Khomeini is no longer in Iran, according to the Israeli security sources cited by Saudi news outlet Al-Hadath. So it's second and third hand knowledge. CENTCOM launched another round of strikes against Iran on Sunday, extending its military campaign to a ninth straight night. Donald Trump paid tribute to the service members killed in the recent attacks, saying the American forces launched another round of attacks in honor of them. Iran's Supreme Leader Mojaveh Khamenei is not in Iran, according to the Israeli security cited by and is followed by reports of major internal power struggles in Tehran, which that would make sense because whoever is in charge does not seem to be the one that needs to sign the papers to stop this whole mess or has any type of authority to get with the people who are still launching attacks against the Strait of Hormuz and get them to stop it. Khamenei, who was appointed supreme leader shortly after his father was killed in the U.S.-Israeli strikes on February 28, has made no public appearance and has communicated exclusively through written statements since taking office. He was even absent at his own father's funeral. Sources quoted by Reuters say he's still recovering from severely disfiguring injuries. He was supposed to be gay. There was word that he was gay, and there was word that he had to have a plastic surgeon come in to rebuild his lips. Those are the latest things I heard. So, now you're up to date with what I know on Freedom 96.9, but if he's out of the country and being hidden in another country, I don't know where that would be other than Pakistan. But if he's out of the country and running, then that means, Iran is going to be toppling here very soon. It's 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, it's Tim in Yukon.
Hey, Tim. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, likewise. Hey, I just wanted to touch base since I was talking about the plastic surgeons. I don't know if you noticed in the news today that the Utah doctor who has facing charges due to the fact that he did not think it was appropriate to be giving children the pandemic shot, mm-hmm. that he gave them saline. Well, now it just came out from the DOJ that all charges have been dropped against him. So I just thought that was kind of ironic that finally some medical professional sees what's actually going on and said, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah.
And the DOJ actually agreed and dropped the charges.
And because he wasn't charging anything, there wasn't any fraud they could get him with or anything like that.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm rolling my eyes, Tim, because the CDC came out earlier today with a report that said, oh, yeah, that cyclosporine report that we had come out, it was a false positive. So I'm like, does Fauci still work there? I thought you fired that guy because that's the kind of thing he'd have done.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call.
Same song and dance. Just
yeah, it is. It is. Same song and dance. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. So now that we don't know where Khamenei is, what is happening with the power vacuum in Iran? Because that could be a bad thing for the United States if somebody worse were to take the reins. I'll tell you what more I know, which is not a lot that's very specific. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You want to join in the same conversation, it's 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Friday, I went on over to my good friends over at Frontier Auto Group just to check things out, see how sales were going, how service was going, and they said it's all been going great. We've been getting a lot of calls because of you talking about it on Freedom 96.9. He said we would like to start building up our Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram sales, and I said, okay, but they said hold off on that because we've got some exciting things coming next month. I said, okay, I will. I'll hold off until next month, but that's coming, and this is your hometown family-oriented business. Whether it is Chevrolet, whether it is Jeep or Ram or Chrysler or Dodge, that's the good thing about it. They've got just about any car for any kind of need that you need, and the trucks too. Okay, now, I know fleet trucks is one of the things they specialize in, but if you are looking for a certain motor, a certain style, a certain a certain transmission. They can get all of that for you within 24 hours and have it for you to test drive right away. So come by and see you just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Get ready. Oklahoma Rodeo fans, come out to the 25th Annual UConn FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the UConn Roundup Club between UConn Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in UConn and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual UConn FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the UConn Roundup Club between UConn Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, UConn FFA Rodeo.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field. We're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Tuesday morning, it's a 2A Tuesday. We'll talk about the laws protecting your Second Amendment rights and the attacks they face. Plus, the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept and your dad joke of the day. It's a packed show starting Tuesday at 7 a.m. on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
To leave Tennessee behind. We cannot afford to leave Kentucky behind, Alabama behind, Mississippi behind, Georgia behind, South Carolina behind.
Woo, girl, trying to turn on that southern accent. Woo, we can't afford to leave them behind. No, sorry. With a yuck, 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 and a fiddly-dee.
Talk about racist. That's Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez over the weekend. I guess she was stumping for somebody.
Down there in the South where they talk like this? Is that it?
She was faking a Southern accent, in case you didn't catch that. Nothing's worse when somebody tries to fake a Southern accent. It's not that hard to speak it anyway. You just over-diphthong your vowels. Ow, A, E, I, O, U. Okay, that's diphthonging your vowel. Anyway, Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez trying to sound hip in Tennessee. I think that's where that was about. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 and the drive with Lee Matthews. Where, oh, where is the gay Ayatollah? He has been missing since the whole conflict begun, but word is he's been smuggled out of Iran because they are worried. The Iranians are worried that the United States has enough intelligence and surgical capability to help this man on his way to the 72 virgins. Now, I ask you, if you are in a death cult, where dying is your sacrament, dying for your people. Dying for Allah is what it's all about. In fact, you are born, and this is what they teach, you are born to die for Allah. Wouldn't they want, and dying for Allah is the best thing that can happen for you. The best thing in the world for you, especially if you're a man. Women are second and third class citizens, so they don't even matter. Women are like dogs and anything else, okay? So women don't matter. But if a man dies for Allah, oh, that's supposed to be the best thing ever. If that's the case, why are they hiding him? If that's the case, wouldn't they want him to do his religious duty? Wouldn't it be a little bit like, you know, Hitler in his bunker? Hitler was in his bunker because he knew things were over with, but he didn't want anybody to inherit the Führer. He was going to be the Führer. So that's why he did himself in and made sure everybody else in that bunker did themselves in. So nobody could come out and say, I'm the new Führer. Why wouldn't they do that? I'm the one that sees holes in this. I see all kinds of holes in this. Yeah. A little later on in the program, there has been some conversation about the shape that Joe Biden left the SPR in, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And if what I am reading is true about the condition of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it speaks volumes not only about Biden, but his administration. And I'm not going to say Biden knew. I'm not even going to give him credit for knowing what he was doing, because I don't think he did. I believe the people behind him, the puppet masters, if you were almost a mob unto themselves. You know?
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of another ashes.
So that's coming up. You've heard their elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. Well, that's the Oklahoma County Jail. Both figuratively and literally. And that's not good if a fire were to break out. 405-608-4377. Brad writes, ABC and NBC should be forced to relinquish their broadcast rights. Lee, I don't want to see one bit of coverage by any channel that refused to air Trump's speech on Thursday night. I don't understand how liberals can catch on how spish it is that their media leaders tell them not to listen to Trump's actual speeches, only listen to their choice interpretation of clips and snippets. As for the, okay, spish must mean suspicious. All right. Thank you, Brad, for some millennial language in there for him. I mean, some Gen Z language going on in there. He goes on to say, as for the speech itself, I've started seeing a lot of reels showing up exposing depositions to Congress or various governing bodies or even just to the press regarding serious problems at the polls that were conveniently swept under the table. Yes, they were, because it was legal, because they were done so in the name of COVID. When have you ever seen a single accusation hurled at Trump simply swept under the table? He is the most investigated person on this planet, and yes, definitely that includes Epstein and the Epstein files. Brad, that's why I said if Trump, and I said this in the midst of all of the investigations, if Trump were to emerge unscathed from all of this, he could go out and commit murder and probably get away with it. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Business leader Steve Forbes is urging the Trump administration to maintain military pressure on Iran and keep the Strait of Hormuz open for international shipping. Speaking at Freedom Fest, Forbes argued diplomacy had run its course and called freedom of navigation a long-standing U.S. principle. His comments come as fighting between the U.S. and Iran continues. A Florida man is dead after his car crashed into a retention pond near Des Moines, Iowa.
The Polk County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded just after 2:15 Sunday afternoon to the 8200 block of Hubble Avenue near Bondurant. A caller told 911 they saw a car veer off the road into a ditch through some bushes and into a retention pond. First responders pulled the vehicle from the water and found a victim inside. I'm Chris Turner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A lot of people think, if I get hurt at work, that's workers' comp, and that's it. Not always. If you're injured on a job site because of a negligent contractor or faulty equipment, a careless delivery driver, or unsafe premises, you may have a third-party claim completely separate from workers' comp. And here's why that matters. Workers' comp limits what you can recover. Third-party claims don't. I've seen cases where someone was told, this is all you get, when in reality there was another responsible party who never got called out. Construction sites, oil fields, warehouses, they're crowded with overlapping duties and shared responsibility. If someone else's negligence put you in the hospital, don't assume the system has already done you a favor. Sometimes the real case hasn't even been opened yet.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma Natural Gas is offering customers tips on how to lower energy costs as extreme heat continues moving across the state. The company is recommending that residents run all major appliances after sunset. Seal any air leaks around doors, windows, or other openings in your home, placing air filters, and using ceiling fans to improve cooling efficiency. They've also offered other suggestions, including setting water heaters to 120 degrees and scheduling regular HVAC maintenance to keep systems running efficiently during the heat wave, which is expected to continue throughout this week and potentially beyond unless conditions improve. Oklahoma City is welcoming the International Canoe Federation Canoe Slalom World Championships for the first time this year, with competition beginning today at Riversport OKC. Around 250 athletes from 50 countries are competing in the Olympic qualifying event, which also serves as a preview of the venue that will host Canoe Slalom during the 2028 Olympic Games. Riversport OKC Executive Director Chris Sorensen says moving the event to July gives athletes a chance to experience the same summer heat they'll likely be facing during the Olympics in 2028. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Hi, this is Major Merritt with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to OKC.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEAT. That's 405-316-2337.
You heard the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, figuratively. Well, it's literal at the Oklahoma County Jail. And that's one more thing to add to the list. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the Drive, continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97. Thursday will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
I like the way you work it.
Yeah, no diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews with a drive. 405-628-4377. 405-628-4377. Yeah, dangerous heat. Dangerous heat. We're hovering at 100 right now. Going to have clear skies tonight, low 77. 102 tomorrow's peak. 76 for tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny, high of 98. And it's 100 right now, as I mentioned. By the way, my best HVAC advice to you. And I realize for the elderly, this isn't as easy as it sounds. Make sure your filter is changed. I have two filters in the Matthews Mansion, and I change each one once a month, whether it needs it or not. Make sure your filter isn't too thick. There's a lot of people going around trying to sell us filters. Yeah, this gets all the allergens out. Well, if you make your HVAC work too hard because your filter is too thick, it will reduce its efficiency, and it'll also reduce its life. Thirdly, if you have a drain, which most air conditioning systems do, you probably have a spigot and a trap for the spigot that drains into your sewer line. All right. There should be a place where you can pour a little bleach down that spigot. And the reason you want to do that is algae can grow in that spigot, in that drain, and clog. And then it can't drain. And if it can't drain, there's an automatic kill switch on your air conditioning system that'll turn it off. So that's what I do. In the summer months, when it's warm, I change the filters every month, and I pour about a cup of bleach down that drain line. And I've not had a problem with my HVAC since I bought the brand new thing about 5 years ago. I didn't know. You see, I had a little timer set on my thermostat that was supposed to tell me when I needed to change my filter, and it never did. You know why? Because it wasn't connected right by the guys who built the house. So I went 6-8 months without changing an HVAC once, and I'm like, oh my God, look at this. So when the heat is the way it is now and will be for the next couple of days, and we'll have more from AccuWeather Forecast coming up, that's my advice to you. If you are elderly or incapable, I have to climb up into the attic to put the Clorox in my drain line. If you're unable to do that, get a neighbor or a relative to do it for you. If you yourself can't climb on a small ladder to change a filter, get somebody to do it for you. But it's important that you do it. I used to belong to one of these subscription services that sent me the filters. And then they went out of business. I don't know why. Everybody wants you to buy a subscription. Everybody, even my car, is trying to sell me subscription fees. I'm like, no, you're not going to sit there and be a parasite on my savings. But the filters I really needed, that's something I didn't want to have to think about, and now I do. So I buy like 4 or 8 of them at a time, and then when I get down to 2, I order more. But still, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I used to advise when the weather got hot like this, if you have an attic trap that is in your garage, and the Matthews Mansion was, open that trap and crack your garage door just to allow a little more ventilation. Now, I have since had better ventilation put in the Matthews Mansion thanks to my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof, and that is no longer necessary. So that's one more thing off the list that Lee Matthews has to remember to do. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, along with changing my diaper. 405-608-4377, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Cliff.
Cliff.
From Chandler, Oklahoma.
I'm sorry?
From Chandler, Oklahoma.
From Chandler. All right. Good to have you along, sir.
Hey, so you're talking about changing out the filters in your air conditioning system.
Yeah.
Another thing to do is wash out your outside unit with a water hose. while it is not on cycle to help get that air flowing through those vents on the outside unit.
Because Lord only knows what it's sucked up into its grid.
A lot of people, I mean, we have cottonwoods in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people don't even know about the cottonwoods, let alone the dirt and leaves and all that good stuff.
No, and I have holly bushes on either side of mine. Mind you, I have them safely away from the actual unit itself, but I haven't rinsed my unit out since the beginning of the summer, so I'm due to do that again. I'll try to remember to do that this weekend.
I try to do it at least every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah, because that's one thing you don't want. When I sit at the head of the Matthews table, and that air conditioning unit comes on, I feel the draft immediately. And earlier today, I was doing some work at the kitchen table, and the draft was warm. And I thought, oh, don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me. And it only lasted a couple seconds, and here came the cool air. I thought, okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, have a good day.
I'll try.
Fire on Friday, but
no, I thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you, I am having a typical Monday. Nothing is working today. Nothing. I'm having to fly by the seat of my pants. If I were in an airplane, it would be visual only. So I'm hoping for the best.
All right,
thank you. I'm trying not to let my frustration seep through my voice, but it's very difficult. Mother, Father, Cocker Spaniel. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Let's get back to Israel and what's going on in Iran. And the reason I want to stick on this for just a minute, we're not hearing enough of the success that's going on. I don't know about you, but all weekend long, all I saw were buildings blowing up, fireballs erupting, and the captions were all translated from Arabic. Okay, well, I don't know how accurate that is. And it was all said to be American hits on Iraqi targets. Watch as the IRGC headquarters blows up. And I thought the IRGC headquarters blew up a couple weeks ago. Watch as Israeli missiles rain down on Khomeini's headquarters. Well, I thought we took care of that already. All right. So anyway, we've been flooded with a lot of information. Some of it is accurate. Some of it is AI. In fact, a lot of the propaganda out of Iran is AI. I love that one where they tried to make it look like they had taken a tanker vessel. I mean, oh, really? You mean, not only were your commandos ready to go, but you also had a camera crew with about 50 different angles to catch them climbing up the ladder, coming into the bridge of the vessel. Right. Anyway, we're not hearing enough about what is actually going on. And this is the first time we're starting to hear that there are some rumblings of a regime change going on. Israel has told officials that there has been a message authored by the newly appointed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Chief Ahmad Vaidi alongside high-ranking IRGC members. These guys are like ants. You kill them, there's always another one there. Iran's internal divisions are deep and threaten the existence of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, says the quote. If this is accurate, good. Amid ongoing military escalations between the U.S. and Iran, reports indicate a major internal power struggle has erupted in Tehran, separating ultra-hardline factions from the country's more moderate public administration. According to a CNN report, radical elements have charged the government leadership with executing a soft coup following the conclusion of a 14-point diplomatic agreement with the U.S. I would say we had our own soft coup in 2020 with the Biden administration, but I'm going down a rabbit hole I may not come back from. Back to Iran. The political volatility erupted into public hostility during the funeral of former Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi was forced to flee the procession alongside his team after being targeted with rocks by an angry mob. Didn't know that. Didn't see it on TV. Crowds of mourners took over the site, shouting, "Death to the compromiser!" and branding officials traitorous sellouts to express their rejection of the diplomatic pact. Hardline factions believe the government effectively surrendered by signing an accord that violates the explicit mandates of the supreme leader rather than launching strikes to avenge the late leader's killing. They don't have anything to launch the strikes with. They've been wiped out. Maybe a slingshot? Warning to the people of Iran, is a coup on the way, question mark, said hardliner Mahmoud Nabavian, questioning X days prior to the funeral. Following the ceremonies, he posted in his moments of farewell to the martyred imam, "We raise the banner of vengeance for his blood and stand firm against his..." Against his what? Oh, against this coup.
This is not a...
No, against this coup. There we go. I told you nothing's working today. I don't know what's going on. Alrighty. Mochabi Khamenei's prolonged absence, chief negotiator Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, and President Masoud Pezeshkian and Argachi have become the most prominent fixtures steering the post-war. What post-war? You're in the middle of it right now. There's no post-war. You'll be lucky if you three make it through alive. And by the way, when it comes to Argachi, what is that? What's that milk dud stuck on his forehead? Looks like somebody hit him with a ball-peen hammer and the bruise never healed. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a dark triangle on his forehead. And I know he's not Catholic. I know he didn't come from Ash Wednesday. All right? So, come on. Anyway, hardliners are increasingly isolated and resentful because they feel they've been left out of the process. Good! I don't want them in the process. Mojaba's continued absence means they don't have access to him and that Ghalibaf and allies are effectively in charge of the country. The ultra-hardliners have thus accused Ghalibaf and Pezeshkian of plotting a coup against Mojaba. Arsh Aziz, a U.S.-based Iran researcher, told CNN. I have read some of Arsh Aziz's writing, and I don't have any reason to doubt him. Concurrently, hardliners accuse the visible leadership of systematically undermining traditional state bodies to sustain their control. All right, this is the most we've heard about any kind of regime change ever. So I have reason to believe it is not the end. It very well may be the beginning of a regime change. Unfortunately, what that will mean, I have no idea, and I'm afraid it's going to mean more death and starvation and trouble for the average citizen of Iran who just wants to get back to making a living and stoning their wife for parking the car. Oh, that's right. The women can't even drive. Okay. They want to get back to their prayers and beating their children for not knowing the Quran by heart. They want to get back to making their Persian rugs and cheating their neighbors when they try to sell, you know, all that neat stuff that they like to do over in Iran. 405-608-4377. What do you think? It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. I felt so sorry for the gentleman who was standing in front of me in line today to pick up some prescriptions. He was on Medicare and the pharmacy had some changes to his medications, and they didn't know if it was going to be covered or not, and neither did he. That's why you need somebody on your side when it comes to Medicare. That person should be my good friend Eunice Corey of Well Preserved Advisory Group. Eunice Corey, one phone call, and she will be set up to take care of you, 405-848-5790. If you're an old-timer and need to revise your plan, because open enrollment is coming, Or if you are brand new to it and your birthday's coming up, if you were born in 1961, the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan for you that will work, and you'll be free of all the worries and cares. Again, call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, Well Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Get ready. Oklahoma Rodeo fans, come out to the 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at RodeoTicket.com.
The 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
As hard as the corporate-owned local television stations tried to make it seem like our election, they try to make it seem like our elections are not secure, Oklahoma's election system is secure. I just heard it from the Commissioner of Elections, okay? And it is exactly as I said it was back on Friday. If you were listening, I was talking about how, okay, yeah, the data of who is, like, how many Democrats there are, how many Republicans there are, how many independents there are, that's all public knowledge. You can access that without any trouble. Oh, my God, the Chinese accepted. Yeah, you can. That's no problem, okay? You cannot access how they voted. You can see polling, which is how they intend to vote, but you can't see how they voted until after the election, which doesn't matter when you're trying to meddle with an election. And so they were trying to make it sound like, the media was trying to make it sound like, oh, look at this, I can get this data. Anybody can get that data. Okay, anybody can. File a Freedom of Information Act and you can really get some data. Okay, well, that doesn't mean the elections are insecure. That doesn't mean when you go cast your ballot, there's somebody there who can electronically change it or take the ballot away and add a ballot that is not something that you voted for. That is what we're concerned about. And that only happens in states like Arizona, where they don't start counting the damn ballots until everybody's turned theirs in. Or New York or California, where they can take 10 days to turn the damn ballot in. Can you imagine the things that they could do in the meantime? Hey, anybody started counting the ballot? Yeah, I see that. I see the Republicans are winning. Ooh. Let's see if we can go dig up some Democrat votes somewhere. Oh, I know what we can do. Take some of these independent votes and change them to Democrats. How about that? Yeah, let's do that. 405-608-4377. Can't do that in Oklahoma. You can't do that. When you scan that ballot, cha-ching, it's counted. Nobody can see it until the Commissioner of Elections releases the hounds, so to speak, with his personal password or code or whatever it is. 405-608, and nobody can get into that machine and change it. And all the other states that are using the same kind of system that we are, they are as secure too. Now, why Arizona doesn't do this, I don't know. I don't know. Colorado doesn't do it because they, oh, we just love this mail-in voting. Oh, we just, it's so convenient. The people just love it. And don't get me wrong, my sister and brother-in-law adore the mail-in ballot system. Why? Because when you get a ballot that is written up in legalese, there's a measure that's written in legalese, and you don't have time to sit there and read it and try to make sense of what the hell it says, you've got time to go and research it. Then you can make an educated decision, and that's fine. I still think there should be deadlines, firm deadlines. Okay, you're going to mail your ballot in. It damn well better be postmarked Election Day or no later. But not in California. Oh, we got to give people. Alaska's the same way, and I'll give Alaska a break. I've been to Alaska. I've seen how rural it is. There are people who live down gravel roads that get washed out in the spring when a mudslide comes through. There are people that are still traveling via dog sled in the winter. So I get that. As conservatives, we shouldn't fret about the Alaskas of the world, because they're not really going to turn an election one way or another anyway, because there's not enough people live there. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Julie writes, Lee, I no longer have cable, so I can't watch Newsmax, and I didn't get to see Trump's speech on Thursday. And I didn't, I don't have any local, the local channels refused to air it. I hope you were able to address that in, on the drive. Yes, Julie, I was. Thanks for your patience in that matter. He was talking about the security of elections, which is kind of what I've been talking about today. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? First thing I need you to do is turn your radio down and understand you are on the air.
Hey, Lee.
Yes.
Is this me?
It is. Go for it. What's your name?
Jeff.
And you're where, Jeff?
I'm Oklahoma City.
All right. Go for it.
Infrequently. You know, I'm watching the gubernatorial stuff here.
Yeah.
And the Democratic candidate. And I'm just wondering when somebody's going to call her on this crap where she talks about when we had a Democratic governor and we had a Republican-controlled House, we worked together, and education was number 17th in the country.
And when you say her, you mean Cindy Munson?
Munson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm already negative with her. Because
everybody is. Everybody is.
Was killed in Vietnam, and I tried to get her to help me get a stretch of road named after him.
Oh.
Silver Star winner that saved this platoon, Naval Academy grad, and nothing.
Yep.
Anyway, she talks about 17th in the nation. What, we were 17th in the nation?
Got to run.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A legal dispute involving a Stillwater teen is back in court. But first, your national update.
Ron Warner. A nationwide recall of shredded lettuce from a supplier in Mexico is underway after a cyclospora outbreak sickened more than 1,600 people and hospitalized more than 140. Democratic lawmakers criticized the Trump administration's public health policies, while federal investigators have traced the contamination to a supplier in central Mexico. Consumers are urged to check recalled products. Former New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley's home was invaded.
Police Captain Tyler Moyer says detectives are looking for at least two suspects after they say at least one of them broke into Barkley's home early Saturday morning while the Philadelphia Eagles star and his family were there.
All the occupants of the house were physically okay, obviously a little unsettled.
The suspects took off before police arrived. He says it's not believed anything was taken. Police have released a photo of a white SUV involved. Authorities are investigating whether this is connected to a string of home invasions targeting pro athletes. I'm Scott Pringle.
Thousands of Google employees are demanding more protections against layoffs.
About 4,500 Google employees have signed and delivered a petition to Google and Alphabet Incorporated CEO Sundar Pichai. Members of the Alphabet Workers Union delivered the petition on Google's Mountain View campus late last week. Union leaders say they had a productive meeting with one of Pichai's staff members. It comes with the tech market being radically reshaped by the emergence of AI technology. Google's rival companies like Oracle, Meta, and LinkedIn have laid off thousands of employees since 2020. Citing AI. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Costco has added a new item to its food court menu.
The retail giant now offers chicken strips along with its other popular food court items. According to Costco, a single order includes five large chicken breast strips and a container of dipping sauce for $6.99. The item was tested in stores earlier this year and is now being served at Costco warehouses nationally. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
The lettuce sample...
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A legal dispute involving Stillwater resident Jesse Butler is back in court as State Farm argues it shouldn't have to cover damages tied to a civil lawsuit against him. Butler, who was convicted as a youthful offender in 2025, was accused in the lawsuit of sexually assaulting and strangling a woman in 2024. The family in the lawsuit is seeking at least $75,000 in damages. Meanwhile, State Farm says Butler's homeowner's policy excludes coverage for criminal and intentional acts, and they're asking a judge to rule it has no obligation to pay. Butler is scheduled to return to court for a review hearing to be held August 3rd. Well, the Oklahoma City Police Department is inviting students entering grades 5 through 12 to take part in its Summer Hoop Fest to be held August 6th at the Lower Scissortail Park basketball courts. Officials say the free event will run from 4 to 8 p.m. and give students an opportunity to play alongside Oklahoma City police officers before the new school year starts. A free shuttle will be available from the Northeast Community Center, and participants must register in advance with a parent or guardian present to sign a liability waiver before the competition takes place. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
I'll tell you why there are a number of international visitors in town this weekend. Coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews with The Drive continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow expect mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. On Wednesday it will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97. Thursday will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I want to pick up where I left off just a moment ago from a call from Jeff, who was talking about how Cindy Munson keeps complaining that when we had a last Democrat governor, the Republicans and Democrats in the legislature worked together and we were 17th in the nation, and now we're 50th in the nation. And Jeff, that's that statistic that everybody loves to hold out and flop down on the table like it's some sort of significant foundered flounder, that is just as inaccurate and wrong as can be. That 50th ranking that we've heard so much about now for the past year came from a company called Wallet Hub. And all Wallet Hub does is study spending habits and economics. So what they did was they took how much money we spend per pupil in Oklahoma versus how many of those pupils go on to college. And because the number is low, we're 50th in the nation, they say. Okay, well, that has nothing to do with test scores. It has nothing to do with how well-educated the kids are. It has nothing to do with the success level of those kids once they get out of school. It has nothing to do with anything related to education. It is a simple, manipulated statistic. Something I learned, by the way, and maybe I've told you this before, my first hour in statistics class, lo, these many years, in college. And I said to myself, why am I spending money on this class when all you have to do is take numbers and manipulate them and you can make them say anything you want them to say? The important part is how they get the numbers. So when you go back to this study, this Wallet Hub study that says that Oklahoma is 50th, that Cindy Munson just loved, and Cindy Munson, if you didn't know, she's probably going to be the Democrat gubernatorial candidate. She, along with a bunch of other union members, love to take that number and tout it again and tout it again and tout it again. What they don't realize is that number is not adjusted for cost of living. That's a nationwide statistic. When you readjust for cost of living and how much money we're spending per pupil versus how many of our students go on to college, we're right around 25th. We're right in the middle. And if you ask me, that's pretty damn good. No, we're not number one, but then again, not everybody needs to go to college. We have a fan-freaking-tastic junior college program that a lot of the students take advantage of. Why? Because it's free. Oh, that's another statistic that's not being taken into account. How many of those students go to junior college and get a well-paying job here in Oklahoma when they finish? That wasn't measured either. As though junior college is something that's beneath us all. Yes. And of course, if you're a Democrat liberal, that's the way you feel. 405-608-4377. So, Jeff, yes, you're not going to hear Cindy Munson tout the truth because it doesn't suit her and it doesn't suit the narrative of the Democrat Party. And I don't think Cindy Munson's going to win the election. God bless her. I have not met her. She's not the on-fire liberal that I'd want to throw my beer bottle at if we were having a beer together, okay? She's not Greta Thunberg. Every time I see her face, I want to throw a beer bottle at it. She's got the kind of face you can only throw a beer bottle at. That's the only good it would do. Why didn't somebody get a hold of Greta Thunberg and, never mind, if I were to finish this sentence, it would be sexist. 405-608-4377. I'll put it this way. Someone needs to get a hold of Greta Thunberg and show her that she can come up with a better look than the Dutch boy paint guy, okay? Because that's who she looks like. You know, remember Dutch Boy Paints? The little Dutch boy sitting on a swing with a paintbrush? And that Dutch boy haircut? 405-608-4377. Does my elevator go all the way to the top? You be the judge, because it sure as hell doesn't over in the Oklahoma City County Jail. That's coming up next on Freedom 96.9. It was so much fun to see the Slovenian kayak and canoe team stop by my live broadcast on Friday at H&H Shooting Sports. They were in town for the competition that's going on all this week, but it's not like, okay, we got to go get a hamburger or we got to go get a pizza. They wanted to shoot a gun because they're not allowed to do so in their country. And I was talking to them, and they wanted to shoot an AR-10, and they wanted to shoot an AR-15, and all these guns they wanted to shoot. They spoke English very well, but it was just so... It made me reappreciate the Second Amendment and Second Amendment rights. And that's what H&H Shooting Sports is all about. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. A massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery equipment. Stuff you probably didn't even... It existed. H&H is loaded with new arrivals to red-hot monthly deals happening right now. So don't just buy. Shoot it. Test the firearms in the huge indoor ranges and grab one of their legendary 4U Cafe onion burgers at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports. You don't have to be from Slovenia. Just enjoy your Second Amendment right, courtesy of H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, anchor with the forecast. Dangerous heat over the next couple of days. We're clear tonight, low 77. Dangerous heat tomorrow, sunny, high 102. Tomorrow night, 76 the low. Into Wednesday, sunny, high 350 degrees. No, I'm not. I'm fibbing. It's 98 degrees. So it'll feel like a cool front. Brr. 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Okay, so here's what's going on. Inmates arrested for misdemeanors and taken to the Oklahoma County Jail are becoming ill because it's so filthy in there. If they have to do 5 days in jail for whatever, they come out with stomach viruses. Word is, no toilet paper. No toilet paper for you. Word is, few of the toilets work. And now the word is, their elevators don't go all the way up. That's what's going on at the Oklahoma City County Jail, and I'm not being figurative. You can add several broken elevators to the ever-growing list of problems at the current jail. In case of an emergency, only one of the three secured elevators can be used, which county leaders say poses a serious problem for obvious reasons. Main obstacle that they're trying to tackle now is the price to fix them. The jail's maintenance director said he's added elevators to the list of problems they have reported on over the years, brought it to the attention of the budget board on Thursday. Of the facility's five elevators, only three secured ones can move inmates. As of right now, just one of them is operational. This creates a problem situation for the staff and 1,500-plus inmates. If we lost an elevator, then we would be, if we lost that elevator, we'd be in real trouble, said one of the guards. County leaders believe the best option is to buy new ones. Currently, the company called K1 handles the jail's elevators, and that it would cost nearly $3 million for new elevators. Oh, why can't they just fix the ones that they've got? Because they don't make parts for them anymore. Oklahoma County Jail says they're working with the county to try to find the best solution. State Health Department is asked why the elevator issues were not included on their list of problems during the most recent inspection of the jail, which failed for the 12th time in a row. The elevators are regulated by the Department of Labor. While the Department of Human Services does not directly regulate elevators, a complaint should be filed with the Department of Labor if a malfunctioning elevator results in conditions that constitute a violation of the Jail Standards Act. It sounds to me like everything in that jail violates the Jail Standards Act. The budget board has added $3 million in a proposal for three new elevators to Public Improvements and Infrastructure Committee's special meeting agenda today. They're getting closer to the Federal Department of Justice coming in and taking over the jail. By the way, if that happens, a hefty bill will be issued to the county. I hope that county commission and that jail board trust understands that. That's also the problem. You've got the jail itself. You got the people who run the jail, you've got the county commission, and the jail board. So you got this three-tier that you got to go through to get anything done. 405-608-4377. Moral of the story, don't do anything wrong and get thrown in the Oklahoma County Jail. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Rowdy. I'm up here by Bristol.
All right, Rowdy. Now, you're going to tell me about the time you were in the Oklahoma County Jail?
No, but I will tell you, Bristol's where one of our judges had to go. He's a Lynn County judge. They had to prosecute him over here because they caught him using sexual devices behind the bench.
I remember that very well. He had some sort of pneumatic device, which I still can't figure out how that works or why you would want to do that.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends was the assistant DA or helped with the DA. Yeah, but I have been in a county jail, so that's a whole different story. But, yeah. I'm out here making my restitution, so I'm in and out, back and forth and everything.
Yeah.
I did have a question for you. I think it was you that, didn't you say there was some company that was some dealership, I think you were advertising, that they come, I have an elderly friend and he needs some work done to his vehicle, and they come out there and do the work at the house?
Yeah, that would be Vance Auto.
Vance Auto?
Yeah, Auto.
Okay, I'm going to have to
try. As an automobile.
I've been trying to listen more than I talk because
they're one of our proud sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just thought, well, I'll call up her and check on you. But yeah, I'm in big town of Bristol. It's a nice little town. I like it. I think it's where Morgan's wife come from. She was a little Bristol girl.
Oh, Mike Morgan, the meteorologist. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She was a rodeo queen, I think.
Yeah, she was a little girl up here from Bristol.
Yeah.
They did go from Bristol.
You asked me a question on Friday, and we ran out of time.
Yeah, it was about my dream, seeing my dream.
Ah, yes, yes. Let's do that again. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. In my dreams, and I've talked to other people the same way, whenever I'm fighting in a dream, I can't hit them very hard, seems like. And usually, if I'm using my gun, it's like the trigger doesn't work. I can't get it to fire.
Yeah.
And I ask if anybody else goes through that. And then plus, I had a second part of that is recently I dreamed that someone was attacking me in my truck. My gun was in a holster. I pulled it out of the holster. I shot, and actually it was an accidental shot. I wasn't intending to shoot him, but my dream was vivid where I hit him in the neck. You seen him go down and grab their neck, blood squirting out between their fingers, and it's in color, which does not usually happen. But I was wondering, if you usually dream, when you dream, if you're like into some kind of altercation, do you have a hard time, you know, going through with that? Seems like that's
right.
A common thing with people.
From what I understand, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but I've read about dreams because I have very vivid dreams. Vivid yes. dreams where I can smell, I can taste, I can touch, I can feel, and everything is in color. So some people have black and white dreams. I don't. Everything to me is as real as you talking to me right now. And from what I have read, this kind of dream means you have some sort of frustration level with your effectiveness in life. Like you can't seem to get the job done, or there's something preventing you from finishing the job.
Really?
Yeah.
I've asked people, yeah, I dream like all the time. You can't hit them.
I've never dreamt that I'm shooting somebody. I dreamt I was in the Civil War once and I was getting shot. And it hurt. Yeah. It hurt.
Well, you know, I woke myself up and I had PTSD from General Motors.
Oh.
I'll dream a lot of times I'm in the hole at General Motors and I can't get out, which means the car's going by for 40 seconds, and you can't catch up with the line.
Uh-huh.
And in my dreams, I will actually go, Rowdy, you don't work there no more. You're retired. And I'll wake myself up from my dream.
Uh-huh.
But that was just so weird because it's out of, you know, to have a vivid dream, I guess you have them all the time. I usually don't. And see the blood, see the color, see the face.
No, lovely wife doesn't have vivid dreams. If I asked her, what did you dream last night, she couldn't tell me. And each night I could tell her. And I'll tell you what my reoccurring dream is I'm always in a situation where I have no control. I'm on an airplane, and the airplane is taxiing down the runway, but it's taxiing. It won't take off. I'm on a bus, and nobody can tell me where it's going. I'm at a cocktail party, and I'm trying to leave, and I can't find my keys. I'm trying to find my wife so we can go do something, and I can't find my wife. So I know what that means. I always have those dreams when I'm in the midst of something frustrating, a problem that I have no solution to, and I get frustrated with it.
So you think you're not a psychiatrist, you said, but
no.
You think so. Mine is because I have a hard time following through. You know,
you feel like you there's something preventing you. There's something stopping you from doing it, and you don't know what it is.
Maybe I don't want to hurt them. I don't know.
Maybe.
I one time woke my wife up one time. I said, have I killed somebody? Because my dream, I dreamed I killed them and buried them. And it was, my subconscious said, you killed this person. And I don't, because I tend to not be, I mean, I take up for people in school. I took up for a lot of people. I wasn't a big guy. I was 147 pounds. And I fought the big guys because the other bigger guys wouldn't fight for themselves and stuff like that. So I'm not a big fighter. I'm not a mean person. Now I will defend myself and I will defend my dog. Dogs and children are my weak spots. Women, that's another story because too many times I've defended women, then they turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing security and stuff, you know, you go up there and you break them up and they go, leave him alone. Hold on. He was just beating you. Well, you know, so anyway, that was my thought about that the other day. And I thought, well, you know, cause the vivid part is throwing me off.
That may be that too. I mean, some of my PTSD is from when I was working over there because I can't tell you how many times I was the only one seeing the problem. I was the only one saying, "Hey, there's a problem," and nobody was listening to me. So would
it be nice to be like my buddies and be able to just drink or take some medication and forget about all your problems?
Yeah,
I don't have.
Yeah.
I sleep about 2 to 4 hours a night, my sleep, and so, you know, I figure I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Well, I got to run, Rowdy, but I hope answers your question on Freedom 96.9. If you need any more information, I encourage you to seek professional help. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You don't see a lot of kids, when you ask a little kid, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a lawyer, or whatever it might be. You don't hear a lot of them say, I want to be an auto mechanic. Well, one of the auto mechanics at Frontier Auto Group, that's what he did, because his dad was an auto mechanic, and his uncle was an auto mechanic. Therefore, he grew up helping them in the show. Probably if OSHA found out about it, he'd have been taken away from his parents, because you know how that goes. Anyway, Frontier Auto Group. The reason I tell you about this is that's the kind of people who are working in the shops at Frontier Auto Group. They've been doing it their whole life. And Frontier Auto Group has been there on Route 66 their whole existence, since the beginning of Route 66. So stop by and set up a program for your car, no matter what that car is, for the best service experience you will get. Short drive, minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hello again, everyone, from Stevens Ford and Enid, the dealer that says we'll beat any deal, regardless, and proves that fact every single day. The dealer that offers you honest savings and easy financing. Are you shopping for an SUV, one that truly fits your needs? Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and check out our selection of Bronco Sport. We've got a good selection and prices that won't break your budget. Pick out any new 26 model you like and take $3,000 off the MSRP. Need more room for your family? Check out our selection of Ford Expedition. Pick one out, take $3,700 off the MSRP. And get this, both Bronco Sport and Expedition qualify for 84-month Ford financing at 4.9%. And that's another big money-saving fact that your monthly budget will love. And remember this, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Offer requires approved credit. Factory rebates are applied.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Tuesday morning, it's a 2A Tuesday. We'll talk about the laws protecting your Second Amendment rights and the attacks they face. Plus, the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept and your dad joke of the day. It's a packed show starting Tuesday at 7 a.m. on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, anchor weather forecasts, hotter than hell. Clear tonight, 77 the low. Dangerous heat tomorrow, 102 for a high. Tomorrow night, 76 the low. Wednesday, sunny, 98. At least that's a couple degrees cooler. 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Deanne in Midwest City, hi.
Hi there. Here I am again. Hey, this one is... Now, if I name my kid Rowdy, aren't I looking to send him to jail?
Because he's rowdy? Yeah.
Yes, and he's got a good sense of humor, yeah. I can already tell. But anyhow, my recurrent dream is not being able to get my locker opened. I can't figure out. I don't know my locker info and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is where I can't find my car at a mall.
Yeah.
And that's happened before.
Yeah.
So, but these two will never leave me, and I sure wish they would, because I really want to get out of school.
Yep.
High school, taking, if I possibly
taking
could.
A test you haven't studied for. That's enough.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. U.S. forces carried out a ninth straight night of strikes on Iranian military targets. President Trump says the operations follow the deaths of three American service members and will continue as long as threats remain. Southern California psychiatric hospitals are in a rush to hire nurses to meet new state nurse-to-patient ratios.
On June 1st, the California Department of Public Health started requiring that psychiatric hospitals staff a minimum of one licensed nurse for every six patients and one for every five patients under the age of 18. Hospitals found not to be in compliance with the new rules face steep penalties of $15,000 for the first day and $30,000 for each day after. The new emergency regulations were set to take effect in January, but were delayed to June after pushback from hospitals and other stakeholders. CDPH is expected to adopt permanent regulations by next summer. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A lot of people think, if I get hurt at work, that's workers' comp, and that's it. Not always. If you're injured on a job site because of a negligent contractor or faulty equipment, a careless delivery driver, or unsafe premises, you may have a third-party claim completely separate from workers' comp. And here's why that matters. Workers' comp limits what you can recover. Third-party claims don't. I've seen cases where someone was told, this is all you get, when in reality there was another responsible party who never got called out. Construction sites, oil fields, warehouses, they're crowded with overlapping duties and shared responsibility. If someone else's negligence put you in the hospital, don't assume the system has already done you a favor. Sometimes the real case hasn't even been opened yet.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A legal dispute involving Stillwater resident Jesse Butler is back in court as State Farm argues it shouldn't have to cover damages tied to a civil lawsuit against him. Butler, who was convicted as a youthful offender in 2025, was accused in the lawsuit of sexually assaulting and strangling a woman in 2024. The family in the lawsuit is seeking at least $75,000 in damages. Meanwhile, State Farm says Butler's homeowner's policy excludes coverage for criminal and intentional acts, and they're asking a judge to rule it has no obligation to pay. Butler is scheduled to return to court for a review hearing to be held August 3rd. Well, the Oklahoma City Police Department is inviting students entering grades 5 through 12 to take part in its Summer Hoop Fest to be held August 6th at the Lower Scissortail Park basketball courts. Officials say the free event will run from 4 to 8 p.m. and give students an opportunity to play alongside Oklahoma City police officers before the new school year starts. A free shuttle will be available from the Northeast Community Center, and participants must register in advance with a parent or guardian present to sign a liability waiver before the competition takes place. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports. Loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Get ready. Oklahoma rodeo fans, come out to the 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Oopsie! That test for food poisoning in our lettuce turns out to be a false positive. Is Dr. Fauci working back at the CDC? Freedom 96.9 on the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97. Thursday will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
If you listen to the dishonest hate Trump media, as you referenced, the folks here in the room, these cameras, they have a choice. You're either informing the American people of the truth or you're not. My message to the media is get it right. Here's the thing about the media, though. If President Trump had not acted, you'd be screaming, why not?
And that was Pete Hegseth talking to the press at a press conference on Freedom 96.9. He's right, too. He's right. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Where, oh, where is the gay Ayatollah? Nobody seems to know. Now that the elevators are broken, what's next in the county jail? And the CDC got it wrong again. Got that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. He said the state requires voter identification, uses bipartisan poll workers, conducts tests before every election, purges the rolls every year, and makes unauthorized access to voting equipment a felony. There is no claim that Oklahoma's voter registration database was compromised or breached, said the Oklahoma County, the head of the Oklahoma Election Board. He said the public publicly available Oklahoma voter information has been obtained from commercial websites by a Chinese actor in 2022, and that the state's election database was not breached. And that the stories that were being told on Friday by our corporate-owned TV stations were exaggerated. And he's right. They were. He also said access to Oklahoma's publicly available voter registration list has been restricted since 2025. To U.S. citizens who are Oklahoma residents to reduce the risks of foreigners and out-of-state bad actors obtaining it. The state now compares voter data against federal citizenship records and the state identification databases to verify eligibility. So it was bunk, all of it. Bunk. From our local news media? No. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Ricky writes, Lee, you were talking about dreams. My dream is that I'm falling, but I never hit the ground. Does that mean anything? I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. Some people have said that if you dream you're falling and you hit the ground, you'll die. I don't think so. Because I've had dreams where I was in the Civil War. It was bad. And I look down, and I'm wearing wool butternut, meaning I was fighting for the South. And I was like, wait, I don't want to fight for the South. They were the losers. And so I hear this cannon rumbling behind me, and I hear this line of men running behind me, and I take off and I run, and I've got this musket in my hand. I'm running across this wet field, and I can feel my shoes soaking up the water and getting heavy with the mud. And then all of a sudden I hear this crack, like the crack of a rifle, and I feel this pain in my back, right in the middle of my back, and I go flying forward, and I land in the wet grass, and I can smell the earth and the grass and the gunpowder. And then I wake up. So I guess I died. Was I a Civil War veteran in a previous life? I don't know. But they say you don't get shot in dreams, and you don't, if you're falling, hit the ground. Well, I got shot and I hit the ground. So I don't know. 405-608-437. That was a long time ago. I haven't had a dream like that in a long time. But mostly my dreams now are I'm in a situation I'm trying to get out of, like a party and I want to go home, or a meeting that I don't belong in, or I'm at some sort of family gathering, but there's nobody there I know. And I'm trying to find my keys, or I'm trying to find my wife, or I'm trying to find both, trying to figure out how I can get out of it, of there. And that I don't know what that means either, but that's been my dreams. I didn't mean to turn this into a dreams show, but Rowdy called earlier, and that's where we are. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Canoe and kayak slalom events were held, are being held this week. As a result, there are a number of people from out of town in town. Way out of town. Got that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Health insurance has gotten so wacky and so expensive. I know that there are a lot of people who retire early just so that they can get on Medicare. You don't have to retire early to do so, but if you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts, and it can be confusing. So if you are, Well-Preserved Advisor Group is standing by to answer your questions, and they can, without putting you on hold for half an hour or half a day or whatever the 1-800 number. It's a good number, don't get me wrong. 1-800-MEDICARE is a good number, but they're not personal. They're a government agency. You want to deal with someone who's personal and has been through all of this. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, whether it's Eunice Corey herself or her entire staff, they're here to walk you through the process and come up with a plan that will work for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Hello again, everyone, from Stevens, Ford, and Enid, the dealer that says we'll beat any deal, regardless, and proves that fact every single day. The dealer that offers you honest savings and easy financing. Are you shopping for an SUV, one that truly fits your needs? Come to Stevens, Ford, and Enid and check out our selection of Bronco Sport. We've got a good selection and prices that won't break your budget. Pick out any new 26 model you like and take $3,000 off the MSRP. Need more room for your family? Check out our selection of Ford Expedition. Pick one out, take $3,700 off the MSRP. And get this, both Bronco Sport and Expedition qualify for 84-month Ford financing at 4.9%. And that's another big money-saving fact that your monthly budget will love. And remember this, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Offer requires approved credit. Factory rebates are applied.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews just got a... I just got an email from Baba, and Baba says, Lee, you were talking about Pezeshkian, the president of Iran that's supposed to be in charge, and that dark spot on his forehead. Here's a better picture of it. She sent me a picture of it, and it looks like a permanent bruise on the guy's head. I don't know if that's a powder burn or what, but... Let's see here. She says, in an undeclared coup, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Speaker of Parliament Mahmoud Bagher Ghalibaf have been placed under arrest by the IRGC given Iran's dire economic situation. Both of these leaders were proponents of peace with the United States. Okay. looks kind of evil to me, but that's just me. I'm still curious, though, what the mark is. Because I know he's not Catholic, and I know it isn't ashes left over from Ash Wednesday. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Don writes, Lee, there's concern about the new Prime Minister of Great Britain. Some say he's just the same side of the coin. People of Aberdeen in Scotland, however, are dancing in the streets because a new Andy Burnham, he's the new Prime Minister, has stated that he will be opening up all the way the invaluable North Sea oil. It's one of the greatest sources of quality oil on Earth and has hundreds of years of capacity left with not even found yet, and will make the United Kingdom from a poverty take the United Kingdom from a poverty-stricken disaster to one of the richest countries anywhere in the world. It is their version of the Alaskan Purdue Bay on the North Slope. Britain pays Norway billions of dollars a year to buy its oil, which they get from a less valuable part of the North Sea. How ridiculous is that? Also, word is that the UK is going to move the old and horrible-looking windmills, which loom over and destroy the city of Aberdeen. That'll be a big day for that country and will be very much appreciated by everybody. Such great potential in the UK, but it all starts with opening the North Sea oil. We love you, Scotland. Don, thank you. I had not heard that. And I did not know that they had shut down the North Sea, but I'm not surprised. England, the whole United Kingdom, has been seized by the same type of liberalism that had been seizing the United States. Drilling for oil is bad. We've got to go green or we're all going to die. So we started going green and we all started to die. Our economy started to die. Our energy sector started to die. Our ability to make things and produce things started to die. Our place in the world started to die. It all started to die. And the North Sea is one of the richest places to get oil. And it is just like the Purdue Bay because it's almost at the same latitude, I think. So good for them. I didn't know they had shut that down. I know it's difficult up there because the weather is very rough. And the offshore oil rigs have to be really, really rugged to handle it. But they have, from what I understand, British Petroleum has done a fine job up there. 405-608-4377. Don, thanks a lot for the notation on Freedom 96.9. I don't know if you knew this. The ICF Canoe Slalom World Championships kicked off today at Riversport in Oklahoma City, showcasing top athletes from 50 countries in a series of exciting competitions. The event, which debuted at the 2024 Paris Olympics, involves four kayakers launching simultaneously, racing through the gates, and allowing contact during the race. The championships will run through Saturday, offering fans a chance to experience world-class canoe and kayak events. If people want to get a taste of what it's like, the Olympics will be like this. It's the perfect time to check it out, said the founder of Riversport OKC. I had the pleasure of meeting someone from Slovenia this past Friday. I didn't get all their names, but Leah was the girl, and I'd asked a trivia question about the origin of the national anthem, and she knew the answer, and so she got the prize. And the prize was more free shooting at H&H Shooting Sports. They had come to H&H Shooting Sports because that was one of the things they wanted to do while they were in the United States. They wanted to shoot a gun. Oklahoma City will host the canoe slalom events during the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, as well as the softball. So good luck to them. And, yeah, she spoke English well, was very well read, and I asked her all about – it didn't occur to me that Slovenia had a lot of kayaking. And she said, yes, we do. There's a lot of glacial streams, a lot of whitewater rafting, a lot of trout fishing. I said, well, that makes sense because the mountains are right there. Melania Trump is from Slovenia. So, yeah, that all made sense. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Yeah, Lee.
Hey.
I think it's this first start.
What's that?
Yeah, first.
Okay. I need to know what your name is.
Thurston.
Thurston? Okay. And where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you, Thurston?
Oklahoma City.
All right, now we're good. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, I think it's time. Remember that scene in The Godfather where, you know, Don Corleone says, there's just no dealing with these people.
Yeah.
Well, we've come to that moment, I think, with Iran.
Yeah.
And I think we should do the following. Invade that Karg Island. Have the old crown prince show up. Declare him the leader of the new newly reconstituted imperial state of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And then deal with him. And that will obviously, you know, whatever forces within the Iran that are anti-IRGC and seeking change can rally around the crown prince, you know, give him some boundaries that, you know, he's going to immediately set up a stable democracy and he will rule only as a, like England has, a constitutional monarchy.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's kind of what they had. That's kind of what they had up until 1979. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's a popular figure in the country within the expatriate community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, if he also has an understanding with the Kurds that, you know, if we establish a federal system, you'll rule yourself within our framework. That would gain the support of the northern third of the country, the Turks and the Iraqs mm-hmm. and the Syrians might not like it, but, you know, tough. It's time to just go to a whole different level of steely nature.
Well, you're right. This is like gang warfare or like a mob kind of a conflict here. So you have to consider it like you're dealing with mobsters. And what's going to get a mobster's attention is an all out attack where you completely neuter them and they have no choice but to capitulate. And I think seizing Karg Island, which is their main source of income, importing and exporting whatever it might be, mostly exporting oil. We could seize that. We could then take over their oil industry, but they wouldn't be getting a cent out of it. So it would continue to bleed them dry. So I agree with you there. As far as reinstalling a constitutional monarchy, I would want that to be the voice of the people. That's what I would want. I would want the voice definitely. Of the people to decide that, not us.
I said, have him be an interim leader as they go down that pathway.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what happened in Venezuela, we had a person that probably would have been a better leader who had been exiled from Venezuela, but they already had a vice president. So we allowed the vice president to stay in office. But the exile person is going to come back and run for office as well. And the vice president is going to have to understand that because that's how a free and fair election works. And she was going to be allowed to stay in power, but she's not going to be allowed to become a dictator like Maduro was. And so that seems to be working out pretty good. And maybe a similar arrangement can be made in Iran.
And if I were the Castro boys, I'd be packing my bags right now.
Yep. I would be packing my bags, and I'd be on the phone in Washington saying, okay, I'll take whatever deal you give me. Where can I go?
Yeah.
Where can I go?
Where can you get?
Yeah.
Where can I get a Russian-Spanish dictionary?
Yeah.
Okay. Out here. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening in. Thurston, only other person I know that has been named Thurston other than the famous Thurston Howell on Freedom 96.9.
And Lee Matthews with a drive.
Yes. So the Trump accounts we've heard so much about kicked in, what, last week or week before? I don't remember what it was. I'm much too old to get a Trump account. I guess I could go get one if I wanted, but there are so many other options out there that are so much better. And I guess I have created my own Trump account when I started saving money back when I started in this business when I was barely 15 years old. So ever since then, I have been growing on it and basically not paying attention to it until I sat down with Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, and he pointed out, Lee, you realize what good shape you're in? I said, no. As far as I'm concerned, it's always in the back of my mind because I don't plan on retiring. Well, but maybe, but at some point, you're going to want to enjoy your assets, and here they are. And he showed them all to me, and then he showed me how he can make them better even in the time remaining between now and the time I do decide to retire, if I decide to retire. Michael McGuire, let him do the same for you, whether it's $5 or $500. He's been doing this as long as I have been doing radio, since he was 14, 15 years of age. So he's seeing the ups and downs of all the market changes, including the dreaded oil dip of the 1980s and everything in between. 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863. Michael McGuire, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
Get ready, Oklahoma Rodeo fans. Come out to the 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9, AccuWeather weather forecast. Calling for clear skies tonight, 77 for the low. Dangerous heat tomorrow, high 102. Tomorrow night, 76 for the low. Into Wednesday, sunny and a high of 98. It's 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Al Matthews at freedom969.com. Ava writes, Lee, Oklahoma's education bureaucracy has become too insulated from classroom realities. Taxpayers deserved accountability, transparency, and fiscal stewardship. Public school administrators must be capped at $100,000 a year, with the savings directed to teachers and students, not administrative bloat. If you're considering a career in education in Oklahoma, think twice. Pursue a profession where your talent is valued instead of being buried under bureaucracy and detached administrators. And Ava, the only thing that does make it really worthwhile is the retirement program. They have one hell of a retirement program if you can make it to retirement, which a lot of people can't, especially younger people. They get into their third or their fourth or their fifth year of doing this, and they're like, I can't do this anymore. I got to go do something else. Anything else. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. On the way, oopsie, the test for food poisoning in our lettuce was false positive? I thought they fired Dr. Fauci. And when does suggesting changes to your government become treason instead of policy? All coming up on The Drive.
KQOB, in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. OKC police identify a man who died after an early Saturday morning altercation. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the U.S. mission against Iran will go until President Trump's objective is achieved.
Wright spoke on ABC's This Week Sunday, saying Trump's mission is essential for peace in the Middle East and peace in the world.
The president is always looking for the diplomatic off-ramp. President Trump wants to end it with a peaceful agreement with Iran, but it takes two parties to do that.
Wright was also asked if the president planned to retaliate further in response to the death of two American service members after an Iranian attack in Jordan. He responded by saying, "It's tragic to lose American lives, but that this is a mission that will save countless lives going forward." I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thousands of civil rights leaders, elected officials, and community members are attending the NAACP National Convention in Chicago.
This year's theme is We the People, with discussions focused on voting rights, civic participation, and encouraging younger voters. The organization recently launched a $20 million campaign aimed at increasing voter turnout ahead of the November midterm elections. The five-day convention continues through Wednesday. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Soccer fans are flying out of New Jersey and New York today after a thrilling World Cup final at MetLife Stadium, where they saw Spain beat Argentina 1-0 yesterday.
These soccer fans at Newark Airport are admiring Spain.
The team played hard. They played with all of their heart, and I'm just very proud.
They have it all. They show it on the field. They show it in the locker room. They show it everywhere.
Meanwhile, the New York, New Jersey host committee touting this FIFA World Cup tournament as an economic success. The committee says there were sellouts for all eight matches at MetLife Stadium, resulting in 645,000 tickets sold. The committee says data shows more than $2 billion of economic impact and $200 million in tax revenue, and that's just for the first five matches at MetLife. The number's not yet in for the last three matches. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police have identified 57-year-old Quinto Ackerson as the man who died after an early Saturday morning altercation at a home near Northwest 105th Terrace. Investigators say Ackerson was injured during a fight with his nephew, identified as 40-year-old Christopher Smith, and later died at a local hospital. Smith has been arrested on a complaint of second-degree murder, and anyone who has information is being asked to contact OKCPD or the homicide tip line. The Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry is warning landowners to watch out for signs of timber theft as investigators continue to target organized theft rings across northeast Oklahoma. Officials say absentee landowners are especially at risk and should check their property for suspicious vehicle traffic, trespassing, damaged fencing, or freshly cut trees. They're also warning that timber-related fraud, including unpaid harvesting agreements, can be just as costly. If you suspect any illegal activity, you're encouraged to contact the department or local law enforcement. A heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for parts of Oklahoma, with prolonged stretches of dangerous heat settling over the region, and hotter conditions are expected to return later this week. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
As hard as the corporately owned local television stations were trying to make it sound otherwise, elections in Oklahoma are safe.
I've got the reassurance coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97. Thursday will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So over the weekend, there's been a story released that casts doubt as to whether or not the Ayatollah is actually still in Iran. This is the gay Ayatollah. This is the Ayatollah that they went to because all the other Ayatollahs were dead. And he's been disappointing because he's not made any kind of an appearance. And the reason, presumably, that he hasn't made an appearance is that he's been terribly disfigured in part of the bombing. So pictures of him will be posted and so-called messages from him will be read. That's the other thing. In order to keep him presumably secure, there is no electronic anything, any electronic signature attached to where he may be, cell phone or what. Communication with him is notes passed through a number of different couriers to where nobody gets to go to the location at the same time or repeatedly, or the notes are left at a certain location and then picked up later. So here's my question. If your entire existence on this planet as a theocracy is to die for Allah, and the more gloriously you do die for Allah fighting the infidels and killing the infidels, or trying to kill the infidels, wouldn't it be even more of an honor as an Ayatollah to do just that? Now, I know the answer to that question. The answer to that question is, oh, the Ayatollahs are above that. They're the religious leaders. They're the ones that get everybody else to go and do that. But that's when you start falling into the same trap of dictator versus people. That's where you start falling into the same trap that Nazism fell into. Oh, yeah, Hitler's not going to go and fight personally, but he's going to direct you to do that, and he's going to fire you up to do it because you're doing it for the fatherland. Well, in this case, you're doing it for God. And how can you argue that, right, if you're doing it for God? So that's one of my questions. The other question is not a question. It's for the first time we're starting to see evidence that what little government that is left in Iran is starting to crumble. And there's word that even the president and prime minister and those upper governmental officials are arrested because they were making peace with the infidels and that they were performing a coup, which actually should happen. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So where's the gay Ayatollah? Now the elevators are broken in the county jail. What's next? And a little bit later on, we'll get into how the CDC got it wrong again, this time about, what is the name of this thing again? Cyclospora? That's making people sick all over the United States?
Oh, it was a false positive.
What? What are you, Dr. Fauci, with your false positives? I mean,
yeah, you got to wear a mask. That's all you got to do. No, you don't have to wear a mask. Now you got to wear 10 masks. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Yeah.
405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Hey.
All right, great. Hey, you were asking about the dot on the man's head a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and what's your name?
My name's David.
And David, okay. where are you?
I'm in Washington, Oklahoma.
Okay, good to hear from you.
Okay, I spent some time in Iraq, and also President Anwar Sadat also had the same kind of dot on his forehead.
Oh, did he?
What it is, yes, he did. It essentially is nothing more than a callus. Those really devout Muslims.
Oh, okay. From bowing down. Yeah, from bowing
exactly.
down. Okay.
Especially the Shia. The Shia will use a disc of clay from the shrine of Imam Hussein to press their forehead on the ground instead of touching synthetic soil when they're praying.
Ah.
So I met maybe 1 out of 20 Iraqis will have developed a callus because
yeah.
they're devout enough to develop a callus. But that's all it is.
So he's not secretly a Roman Catholic.
No. Calluses, they tend to get dirty. You know how calluses are on your feet
yeah.
anywhere else. They tend to get dirty.
And if they're devout, they're probably pushing pretty hard.
Some of them might do it on purpose.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say it's a status symbol.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's all I had for you.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I see that Washington, Oklahoma is in a lot of trouble because your city manager was stealing a bunch of money.
I heard about that just recently. It was about $600,000. I don't know how long that was.
Yeah.
It would take a long time in Washington to embezzle that kind of money.
That's what I was puzzled about. It's not like you're a municipality with a $1 million budget.
No, it's not like it's Goldsby. I mean,
yeah.
they got like tax revenue from two little stores, and that's about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, David. Good to hear from you. That answers that question. Okay, so the mark on that guy's forehead is like a callus from bowing. You know, they bow towards Mecca and say their prayers. Is it 6 times a day? And I don't know what the rule is when they're not in a Muslim country where they have a mullah to start calling out the call to prayer. But the call to prayer comes out 6 times a day, and the mullahs know when it is. And that's why they bow toward Mecca, toward the east. For us, it would be like, I don't know, what would we bow to if as Christians? Nazareth? No, I mean, would it be Jerusalem where the resurrection occurred? Where would we bow? That's why I'm glad I am Christian. You know, the more rules you apply to a faith, the less apt you're going to get members of that faith, because it just gets to be too many rules. When the rules of that faith are such that you can't live a happy life, I mean, yeah, I realize some people who are Amish are very happy. I understand some people who are nuns and monks are very, very happy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the average population, that would not appeal to them. And there are those of us who are, you know, we're faced with the challenge of our Christianity out in the world, out in the jungle, as it were. Anyway, we could go on and on about that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Steve writes, Lee, I don't know if you saw this article, but the French team originally tasked with building the high-speed rail in California left to go work on a project in North Africa because that project was going to be less politically dysfunctional than the California project. We are not France. We are not Spain. We are the United States of America, and we are a car culture. It's time to scrap this ideological bullet train fantasy. And Steve, what I always keep hearing
Well, in Japan, that's what they've got. Well, yeah, but Japan is a mountainous, islandish country that doesn't have a lot of room for highways. And what highways they do have are very congested. So their bullet train system is very good. It works well. But that's because they don't have room for highways. We do. You see a lot of trains in Europe, I know, and they're not always bullet trains. Some of them are. But that's the same thing. They don't have the room for the super highways that we do. They did not build the infrastructure like we did, and they didn't have the space to do it anyway. In Europe, if you drive 30 miles, that is a long trip. That's like 623 of our miles, okay? But we can do 623 of our miles in probably the time it takes them to do 30 because the roads are small and they're not that good. Usually congested because there's not enough of them. And if you ask the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, there will never be enough of them because they keep building them. Oh. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. We won't stop till everybody has a turnpike in their backyard. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Fox Business Edward Lawrence reports on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve's decline due to releases and the Biden administration's failure to maintain storage sites, rendering one of those storage sites unusable. I'd like to know which ones. Because there was one not far from where I grew up. We had in South Louisiana salt domes. And several of those salt domes were no longer profitable to remove the salt. But they were ideal locations as strategic oil, strategic petroleum reserves. They were deep. They were underground. And you could pump a lot of oil down in there. In fact, my brother had a summer job as a night watchman at one of them. So I'm wondering which one they rendered or allegedly rendered not usable. U.S. oil reserves fell to a 43-year low, the lowest since 1983, amid the rising Middle East tensions. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence explained the decline in Strategic Petroleum Reserve is exacerbated by the Biden administration's failure to maintain storage sites, leading to one critical facility becoming unusable, impacting the nation, the national energy security. So what's happened here is that Biden tapped into the Strategic Oil Reserve to try to fight inflation. So he was trying to keep fuel prices from going out of sight, and then that would try to combat inflation. George W. Bush did the same thing, but the difference between George W. Bush and Biden is George W. Bush then waited for oil to come down and refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So we're never out of any. Biden never filled it back up. And the reason he never filled it back up is oil never came back down. And oil didn't come back down because inflation was too high. And oil didn't come back down because Biden was too busy, was too interested in green energy and was promoting all this green energy. So Biden also shut down a lot of drilling. Biden also shut down a lot of pipelines. So, of course, we couldn't refill the Strategic Oil Reserve. Now, here's where I am. Here's where my brain goes. If this information is correct and accurate, do you realize what it implicates? Just like the Iranian society, where you're supposed to die and get all these rewards in heaven, but they're doing everything they can to keep the Ayatollah alive and safe from dying and going to heaven. Huh. So if this information about the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, is accurate, and if it's dependable, it implicates maybe not Biden personally, but his administration. The people who are pulling the strings behind the scenes, not only did they not care if Biden won the election, because they didn't bother, refilling the Strategic Oil Preserves. Well, they couldn't because the price would have been too much. But they were willing to leave that in the hands of a successor. They were willing to crash the airplane and then leave it in the hands of the successor. That's what they were willing to do. Now, if you're a Democrat successor and you know this is happening, would you want to run for president? So, A, they didn't care who won, if Biden won the election. Because if Biden won the election, well, I guess they could keep it quiet even longer. Or hope for the best that prices would come down and he could refill it. Maybe that's what they were thinking. But I'm thinking they didn't care if he won. Because if they did such a bad job, they rendered one of the strategic oil preserve locations unusable. Well, they didn't care. And since they were so hung up on green energy anyway, maybe they didn't care. So either they didn't care if Biden won, they definitely did not care if a fellow Democrat won. That's what this is telling me. They weren't setting the scene for a successor Democrat to come in. They were just as negligent of a successor Democrat, whether that was Kamala Harris or whoever, as they would have been Trump. Now, maybe they saw all the writing on the wall. Hey, Biden's not going to win, nor is anybody else. Let's just make this as miserable as possible for Trump when he comes in. Maybe that's what was going on. But still, you know what this all comes down to? It comes down to an administration that did not care about the country and did not care about the people. Say what you want about the wishy-washiness of Jimmy Carter's administration. Say what you want. He did care about the nation. He did care. I think his care was misguided and naive, but he did care. Obama, to some extent, I think he cared. To the extent that he wanted his Democrat Party to stay in power, he cared. To the extent that he wanted whoever came after him to have power, he cared. Bill Clinton? I think Bill Clinton cared. I don't know that Bill Clinton ever tapped into the strategic oil preserve. George W., yeah, he cared. He tapped into the strategic oil preserve and then refilled it. Not only did Biden tap into it and bring it down to record lows, he didn't refill it, which I understand you want to wait till the price comes down, then refill it so that you don't lose money. I get that, and that never happened. Okay, I get that too, but then to render the facilities unusable so that nobody else can either without considerable expense, that shows me they didn't care about if Biden won. They didn't care if Biden had a successor that won. They didn't care if the Democrat Party looked bad as a result. They didn't care. An entire administration was in it for one reason only, their own interests. And if that isn't exactly what the founding fathers did not want in control of our country, that's it. And yes, you go back and look at Herbert Hoover, he had kind of the same attitude. And guess what? Not Herbert Hoover, Warren Harding. Herbert Hoover had his problems too, but not like Warren Harding. Warren Harding didn't care about anything. I didn't think Warren Harding cared about himself. So Warren Harding is probably the worst president we ever had. James Buchanan is in the top five. Biden's in there somewhere, maybe three, maybe two. 405, for those reasons. For those reasons, okay? And for him to be so out of it that he didn't care, that doesn't help the situation either. But that's what this whole story to me, that's what it says. 405-608-4377. And I know. The old saying is, in politics, never apply malice where incompetence is the possible explanation. Okay, well, then that means that the Biden administration was so incompetent, they shouldn't have been in power. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Had a good conversation with my good friends over at Frontier Auto Group the other day, Shane and Jerry. And, you know, we were supposed to be talking about their advertising plan for the upcoming fall, but inevitably we start talking about cars. And when you start talking about cars with car guys, they always have knowledge you didn't have when it comes to the partnerships that are going on with the manufacturing, whether it's certain transmissions that are going to be available, turbochargers, superchargers, all of those. And we had a great conversation. And it just showed me, once again, how vast and how deep the knowledge is of everybody who works at Frontier Motors and Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Short drive for great savings and for great service as well. Whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, they've got them all. And they're all right there in El Reno. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they can get it within 24 hours. Give them a call, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City. And everywhere you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and life. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
We cannot afford to leave Tennessee behind. We cannot afford to leave Kentucky behind, Alabama behind, Mississippi behind, Georgia behind, South Carolina behind.
Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez trying to turn on her southern accent in Tennessee. Made her sound more like an idiot than Hillary Clinton. I ain't afraid of no fire this way. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in the conversation. Carl writes, Lee, I wish you had a follow-up video on your Facebook page. I enjoy watching your videos. I quit listening and watching broadcast media because the airtime for commercials and national propaganda is far more than the local content. I don't need to repeat every 30 seconds of a national story from Reuters, AP, Fox, ABC, NBC, or CBS. I need the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would put it. Well, Carl, I'm sorry you feel that way. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing here on the radio show, if you'd listen. I mean, yeah, we have to rerun some of the news because we are a news talk, and there are a lot of people that aren't sitting there like you listening 24/7 that need an update. Thanks for your patience, by the way, I think. 405-608-4377. Oopsie! That sample of lettuce from Taylor Farms that tested positive for Cyclospora was false positive.
The FDA said Dr. Fauci apologizes for his mistake once again. I don't know if he did it, but more coming up. Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. American forces struck Iranian military targets for a 10th straight night as the conflict widened. CENTCOM says the operation is focused on degrading Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil transit route. A 43-year-old man accused of attacking a New York City federal building is described by investigators as anti-ICE, anti-government. James Barnacle is the assistant director in charge of the FBI's New York field office.
He had two axes, a hammer, a machete, and three knives.
The FBI says Andrew Arabaca allegedly ignited an incendiary device, fired an airsoft rifle, and injured three people outside the immigration facility before being arrested by police. Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones lost 307 points, the S&P fell by 14, and the NASDAQ dipped 12 points. With your market recap, I'm Lizzie Radovalli.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police have identified 57-year-old Quinto Ackerson as the man who died after an early Saturday morning altercation at a home near Northwest 105th Terrace. Investigators say Ackerson was injured during a fight with his nephew, identified as 40-year-old Christopher Smith, and later died at a local hospital. Smith has been arrested on a complaint of second-degree murder, and anyone who has information is being asked to contact OKCPD or the homicide tip line. The Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry is warning landowners to watch out for signs of timber theft as investigators continue to target organized theft rings across northeast Oklahoma. Officials say absentee landowners are especially at risk and should check their property for suspicious vehicle traffic, trespassing, damaged fencing, or freshly cut trees. They're also warning that timber-related fraud, including unpaid harvesting agreements, can be just as costly. If you suspect any illegal activity, you're encouraged to contact the department or local law enforcement. A heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for parts of Oklahoma, with prolonged stretches of dangerous heat settling over the region, and hotter conditions are expected to return later this week. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports. Loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Oklahoma, safety starts with you.
If you see something, say something with the free and anonymous Protect OK app. Whether it's a threat to one of our schools, a public safety concern, or a disturbing post on social media, your tip can help prevent crime and keep our schools and communities safe.
Download Protect OK today, because protecting Oklahoma is everyone's responsibility. Available free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Funded by the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
So, are you eligible for Medicare?
Are you saying I'm old?
Well, no, I'm saying you should be able to sign up for and get what you have coming to you, that what you've worked most of your life for, when the time does come.
no matter how old you are. But if you were born in 1961, you don't need me to tell you that you're eligible. You got people calling you. You got people mailing you. You got people texting you. You got people with this respond with a no to unsubscribe. I didn't subscribe in the first place. I'm Lee Matthews, and I'm here to make your life easy. Before you get too confused about the whole process, call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all summer. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
So when does suggesting changes to government and policy become out-and-out treason? I'll give you the difference as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot temperatures with a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm with a low of 77. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 97. Thursday will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Into a historic military success in Iran, and you want to call it a defeat. And it's defeatist Democrats like you that cloud the mind of the American people and would otherwise fully support preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
And that was Pete Hegseth not taking anything from a senator who is trying once again to make it sound like we're losing in Iran. And he had a lot of words for the U.S. media as well. No, actually, he didn't have a lot of words. He had only a few. Get it right. Because most of them are not getting it right. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. So, oopsie, a sample of lettuce from Taylor Farms that had tested positive for cyclospora was a false positive, the Food and Drug Administration said. In the statement announcing the false positive, the FDA said that as of Sunday, it had not found any confirmed positive sample results for product testing for cyclospora. Taylor Farms on Friday said it was voluntarily removing iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico after the lettuce had been linked to one of the largest outbreaks of cyclosporiasis in U.S. recent histories. Taylor Farms said in a statement that after the false positive was announced, that our thoughts remain with everyone who's fallen ill in this outbreak, and we're committed to working with public health authorities to bring on ongoing outbreak investigations. You might remember the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention identified lettuce supplied to select Taco Bell restaurants as a source of the multi-state outbreak more than a month after it first began to appear. The iceberg lettuce was distributed to Taco Bell restaurants in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia, according to the CDC. Taco Bell on Friday said that it completely removed all of the Taylor Farms lettuce from their restaurants. Walmart also announced over the weekend it had removed the market-side bagged iceberg lettuce salad products from its stores in more than two dozen states, but added that there was no indication the products sold or in the stores were affected by the current cyclospora investigations. The outbreak was first reported in May. It spread to 34 states and sickened more than 1,600 people. According to the CDC, the CDC's tally lags behind state health departments, which have reported much more cases. For instance, Michigan, 5,000. No deaths have been reported. Cyclosporiasis is a food and waterborne illness caused by the cyclospora parasite, which causes long-lasting, watery, and sometimes explosive diarrhea, according to public health experts. Outbreaks typically occur in the late spring and summer and have historically been linked to bagged salads, cilantro, basil, raspberries, snow peas, and green onions. How do you prevent it? You wash the hell out of those vegetables. And no, not just dipping them in a vegetable wash will get the job done. You got to wash them under running water. And if I were you, I wouldn't buy the bagged lettuce, the stuff that's already cut, because you don't know how well that's been washed. If you buy the head of lettuce yourself, you can wash it and make sure that it's washed properly. I hate to sound like my wife, the healthcare worker, but, you know, in the 30-plus years we've been married, I picked up a thing or two from her. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And by the way, how did they get a false positive out of this? And why did it take them so long to get a false positive out of this? I mean, this reminds me of something that that Dr. Fauci would have said. Really? That's something he would have done. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Jacqueline writes, Lee, Texas State Representative James Tallarico, the Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate, is not hiding his anti-Second Amendment positions, from supporting strict gun control measures to misreading the phrase, well-regulated in the Second Amendment. His platform reflects on positions more often heard in gun control states like Illinois or California. Representative Tallarico has supported mandatory firearm storage laws, universal background checks on firearm transfers, and restrictions that would burden law-abiding gun owners. He's also backed banning entire classes of commonly owned firearms, including modern sporting rifles, with more than 32 million in circulation already. Texas voters have a long tradition of supporting lawful gun ownership, self-defense, and hunting culture. As November approaches, the NSSF gun vote initiative reminds law-abiding gun owners to register, learn where the candidates stand on the Second Amendment, and make their choices heard on Election Day. Well, Jacqueline, I don't think Tallarico is going to win down in Texas, but his policies always test well in the interurban areas, like Houston and Dallas, because people who live in those interurban areas want the government to take care of them. They want the government to do things for them. They don't want to have to defend themselves. They don't want to have to take care of their own house. They don't want to have to make sure they get themselves to and from work. In fact, they don't even want to work if they don't have to. And that reminds me, by the way, and Jacqueline, thanks for writing into lmatthews@freedom969.com, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. That reminds me of the Democrat Socialist platform that came out. Oh, I guess they released it on Wednesday of last week, but I looked it over again this weekend. The Democrat Socialists of America, the national program titled Workers Deserve More, outlines a radical vision to shift political and economic power from corporations to the working class. All right, corporations don't have that political and economic power right now. The voters do. Corporations have a certain amount of lobbying control, but I wouldn't expect a Democrat socialist to understand what lobbying is. And lobbying has been around since the First Continental Congress. Lobbying is private interests coming in and trying to get things passed that are important to their particular business or other interests. The platform's core policies for the Democrat Socialists of America, and that is Mamdani, AOC can be considered one, Rashida Tlaib, structural political overhaul, abolish the U.S. Senate, replace the president and Supreme Court with entities subordinate to the Congress, and implement a national popular vote to eliminate the Electoral College. Okay, why do they want to do this? They want to do this because they want mob rule. They want the dominating philosophy to win each time. So, for instance, if more Democrats go to the polls, then the Democrat policy will win. If more Republicans go to the polls, then the Republican will win. They want to redesign the United States like a parliamentary republic. That's what parliament does, okay? Parliament, they don't have a president in Great Britain. They have ministers of parliament who are like our congressmen, and they're in the House of Commons. Back in the day, you had a balanced bicameral legislature in Great Britain. You had the House of Lords, who were largely the landowners and businessmen who had been given their power by the king. And then you had the House of Commons, which were the common people. Little by little, the House of Commons took over more power than the House of Lords, and the House of Lords lost power to the House of Commons because, little by little, it took the House of Commons and the legislation of the House of Commons to keep Great Britain going after the empire began to fall apart at the turn of the century. The empire began to fall apart at the turn of the century because Great Britain could no longer afford to keep that colonization going throughout the world. They couldn't continue to feed them. They couldn't continue to govern them. They couldn't continue to trade with them. So what they would do is basically our House of Representatives would be the governing body, and the Speaker of that House would be the governing executive branch. Oh, and by the way, it sounds to me like they would get rid of part of the legislative branch and definitely get rid of the executive branch. So already you're getting rid of some of the checks and balances that make our country work. They've wanted to get rid of the Electoral College because they hate the fact that majority doesn't always win. They hate the fact that it's that true democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's going to be for dinner. Okay, the Electoral College evens out that outcome so that the minority does have more of a voice. The Democrat Socialists of America want to guarantee a $32 an hour work week with no loss in pay, implemented universal rent control, and raise the minimum wage. Of course they do. They don't want to work. They want to get paid lots of money for doing very little. Guess what that would do? That would destroy productivity. That would also destroy competitiveness in the world market. They want to establish a single-payer Medicare-for-all healthcare system and provide tuition-free higher education, universal child care, and pre-K. All right. Tuition-free higher education would diminish higher education even more than it already has been diminished. And it already has been diminished, in my opinion, because of our student loan system. Anybody can get any kind of money that they need to go and study anything they want at any university, as long as they have the money. And they don't even have to pay it all back. So it wouldn't be that much different than it is now. Medicare for all. Okay, they've got it in Great Britain and they've got it in Canada. Guess what? You break your arm and you go into the hospital and you got to wait in line behind the old man who stubbed his toe. You come down with a killer case of hepatitis and you're about to die, and you go into the hospital, you got to wait for the guy with a stubbed toe and the guy with a broken arm to be treated first. There is no triage. It's first come, first serve. Why? Because everything is fair. Everything is equal. That's what Medicare for All would provide. And guess what? Most of those Canadians who need an MRI and don't have 6 years to wait for one to get one are coming down to the United States to get it. I was watching a debate over the weekend, and a woman was saying, yeah, I'm from Canada, and, my mom got sick, and I had to bring her to the emergency room, and she had to be in the emergency room for 2 days and only had to spend $800. And my question was, why was she in the emergency room for 2 days? Because it took 2 days for them to see her. That's why. Then the Democrat Socialists all want to advance a Green New Deal, promote public ownership of essential services, and strengthen union protections. Of course they do, because they don't want anybody owning anything. They don't want anybody succeeding above anybody else. They don't want anybody being successful. They don't want anybody to have or perform any kind of excellence. Now, when do all of these suggestions of our new government become treason? Because in order to make all this happen, they would have to institute a constitutional convention to get rid of our Constitution. That's the first thing they would have to do. Now, would that be treason? Well, let's go back to our current Constitution and see if it would be. The current Constitution of the United States defined treason as, in Article 3, Section 3, strictly limited to two actions. Number one, levying war. In other words, taking up armed rebellion or activity to overthrow the government. Basically, the Confederacy was treasonous. And the only thing that stopped all the people who participated in the Confederate War against the United States from being arrested and mass executed was Lincoln pardoning them immediately. Because he knew, I can't kill half the country. The second thing is intent versus overact. If you aid enemies, if you provide material aid and comfort to a foreign nation that is currently in a state of open hostility or war with the United States, that's aiding and abetting an enemy. The Rosenbergs stole nuclear secrets and gave them to the Russians. The Russians used those secrets to develop a nuclear bomb. The Rosenbergs were both executed for treason. Say what you want about how brutal it was. Say what you want about how they had two children. Say what you want about them being just a middle-class professor and his wife. What they did was treasonous. But we weren't at war with Russia, yet we were in hostilities with Russia. I've never thought of the case of the Rosenbergs and felt sorry for them. They knew what they were doing. They got paid handsomely for it. They probably, to some extent, agreed with the socialism of the Soviet Union. So, let's add it all up. Are the Democrat Socialists and their platform treasonous? The answer is no. They, under our current Constitution, have a First Amendment right to express these views and these suggested changes to our system. What I wonder if they get, and I don't think they do, because everybody that I know that is a Democrat Socialist isn't really that bright, nor are they very assertive. They just kind of quack, 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 quack like a duck, go along with whatever's going along. But here's what I would ask Democrat Socialists. If you want to completely change our current Constitution, do you realize that our current Constitution gives you the freedom to express that want without taking out and being shot? At dawn, no less? That's why the Democrat Socialists will never succeed. Their entire platform is counterintuitive. They want to take away the parts of the Constitution that give them the freedoms to do what they're doing now. And they don't see it. All they see it is, it sure is hard to have to work and pay and work and pay and work and pay. That was the other thing. I was looking all day for Mondami. I saw three stories about Zohran Mondami over the weekend saying he was asked point blank, what is the working class? He keeps talking about the working class. What is the working class? And he couldn't define it. Anybody who works and pays bills, yeah, that's the working class. Well, that's everybody. That's even rich people. You stupid dolt. That's even your pathetic professor parents who pathetically pampered you, if I may use the alliteration. I got to take a break. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. On the Matthews Mobile thermometer, we hit 102. Now, don't get me wrong. I was driving on a lot of very white pavement that sits there and reflects a lot of heat back up at you. So maybe at your particular mansion, it didn't get that hot. But my point is if your ventilation in your attic is not proper, that's going to mean higher utility bills for you. The harder your air conditioner has to work, not a good thing. That's where my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof comes in. Now, if you've had some hail damage, they can come out and do an inspection. But while they're doing the inspection, they'll also check your sewer vents, your water heater vents, the vent to your furnace, and also the ventilation in your attic. Because if it's not proper, it's going to age your house and all of your utilities even more. And they were able to put in a new ventilation system for me that it's trouble-free. I love it. So call McRoof, 405-877-7663, or at least keep that number handy in the event that you need him in the next couple of months or so. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Ah, the sounds of summer. You expect to hear this, not this. At bath time, the giggles should echo, not alarms. But accidents happen fast. In just a moment, everything can change. Keep kids safe around water with these simple steps. Assign a responsible adult to watch the water. No phones, no distractions. Never take your eyes off a child during bath time. And always check for hidden dangers where kids play. Let's make water safety part of every day. For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/drowning.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the world's greatest economic and military superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You wouldn't know it if you listened to the dishonest hate Trump media, as you referenced. The folks here in the room, these cameras, they have a choice. You're either informing the American people of the truth or you're not. My message to the media is get it right. Here's the thing about the media, though. If President Trump had not acted, you'd be screaming, why not? And now that he has taken decisive action, you're asking, well, why did you?
And that's exactly what happened. And that's Pete Hegseth fussing at the press for just that on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let's see here. Eldona writes, Lee, we've rejoined U.S. Law Shield on Saturday, but was still bummed that we could not meet you on Friday at H&H Shooting Sports. But maybe one Friday I will come by. Love your show. We've been a member of U.S. Law Shield since 2019, because who could afford an attorney or bail if you had to use your gun? And that's a very good program, Eldona. We can talk more about that tomorrow. And join me for more on the Democrat Socialist Platform. We'll get into more details of that, because I ran out of time today, but I was having a Monday, you know? Joe Pags is up next. Aaron Brillback with Two Back Tuesday tomorrow on Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.